welcome back to another episode of the Plain Hooky Bow Fishing Podcast. I'm your host, Captain Cody. Now, this episode might sound a little bit different because I'm not in the normal studio. I'm actually in my truck in a Perkins parking lot with my two good buddies, Keanu and Tom. And we're recording a podcast here because, well, why not? And so these guys joined me down in Iowa last weekend for that tournament that we went down for. If you want to hear a little bit about that, just go back and look for the episode we did with Harrison. He talks all about Iowa bow fishing and the tournament that he put on. But before we get talking about that, Keanu and Tom, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
I'm so honored right now.
So honored. What an honor to be on this podcast. Yeah, so, yeah, we're just going to kind of talk about our experience down in Iowa and with this tournament. And, I mean, I really think that Iowa has some pretty phenomenal bow fishing that, like, nobody knows about.
Because, which I was not expecting.
For real. Like, I mean, when we think of Iowa, you just think of, like, corn, right? But there's, like, there's lakes there, there's rivers there, and there's fish. There's
and windmills.
And windmills. There was a lot of windmills, that's true. Yeah, but I don't know, guys, what was your impression of Iowa? Just, you know, so just to preface a little bit, we got down there a day before the tournament, and we took a whole day to scout. It was a daytime tournament, and so we were scouting during the day, and we checked out different bodies of water. What did you guys think about what we found?
Well, honestly, I was excited to be bow fishing, but when you said it was in Iowa, I was probably medium excited because I definitely didn't think there was a lot of fishing in Iowa. But when we got down there, you said, Cody, that you thought a lot of people would be going on the river and how you wanted to check out some different spots. So we spent a lot of time scouting, and I was blown away by all the fish we found in the lakes. And we found that one spot that we can't say that they were spawning, the commons were spawning, and the unfortunate part of that was obviously we couldn't fit our boat back there despite our efforts.
Yeah, I thought I was pretty sick being able to go bow fishing in another state, especially when I just started bow fishing recently.
Yeah, it's like, what, your third time bow fishing?
Probably like six or seven.
Okay.
But yeah, it was definitely fun, and you know, I think I was a little bit more psyched even like on the way down there, just being like, wow, this is like a new experience being able to go to another state, even though it's just Iowa. And then when we got down there and realizing like they got some big fish down there, and that it's just, you know, they got so many in these lakes, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, the one spot, to back up a little bit, the one spot where we found spawning commons, you know, around here in Minnesota, when the commons are spawning, you know, you've got, just like everywhere else, you've got one female with five or six males, you know, chasing her around. And here in Minnesota, your females are usually, you know, that 25 to 40 pound range. And the males are, I don't know, 12 pounds maybe. That might even be a little bit big. And this lake that we were on, I thought I was looking at a bunch of females. I mean, the males were like in that 20-25 pound range, and the females, like, I honestly don't even know how big some of those females were. There were giant fish in there.
And we found it on a whim.
We did. We found it on a whim. The morning that we got there and we were going to start scouting, we had our lakes all picked out. We were going to do some in Iowa. We were going to do some in Minnesota. It was a, you know, public access tournament. And so you could go anywhere. There was a public access. You didn't have to stay in the state. And, you know, we stop at this town to get gas, and there's a lake in the town. And so we were like, well, you know, we're looking at it on a map, and we're looking, you know, it's got some nice little back bays, and it's pretty shallow. And so we're like, yeah, you know, like, I guess let's just check it out while we're here, you know. And, man, I mean, when we pulled up and we saw those fish.
Freaking out.
We were freaking out. Absolutely freaking out. They were everywhere spawning. They're, I mean, in Minnesota, they're pretty much done spawning. And so it was pretty awesome to see that there were still fish spawning down in Iowa. But, yeah, so, you know, Keanu mentioned earlier that we couldn't get there. Well, it was this back bay that had a road that went kind of in between the bay and the rest of the lake, and so there was a bridge.
Don't say too much. I don't want to give it away.
Boy, that's as far as I'm going to go.
There may or may not have been a bridge blocking the way.
And our boat, you know, with the raised deck on there, we couldn't fit under the bridge with it. And so, you know, we sat there for a while, and we talked about cutting the rails off of the platform to get under there, but we decided not to do that, thankfully. Then we ended up, man,
or not thankfully, dude, honestly.
I mean,
if
yeah,
you cut
we,
the rails off,
yeah, we would have, it would have been awesome, but yeah, so that was that. Before we get into that whole deal about how we did end up getting in there, we can still, let's sit on Iowa bow fishing for a minute and talk about, I mean,
how every lake we went to, we saw a ton of fish. Like, I was expecting definitely not to see many carp in Iowa, but every spot we hit, there was fish everywhere.
Yeah, I'm convinced that there's, like, even the puddles probably have carp in them there. There is so many carp in Iowa.
Corn and carp.
Corn and carp.
That's Iowa.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, well, and you guys on that one lake, the bigger lake that we were on, I mean, you guys, when I was driving, you know, we're scouting, and I'm driving back at the helm, driving the outboard, because we're just cruising by looking for fish, and Tom and Keanu are up on the front deck, and all of a sudden, they're, like, pointing, and, like, their eyes are wide, and they're, like, looking around, and what'd you guys see?
Well, I mean, I was we were both screaming because it was the biggest fish that I have ever seen.
Same here.
And then, like, 15 seconds later, Tom allegedly saw one even bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen one that was bigger. I definitely couldn't get my heart to stop beating so hard. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. But, yeah, the first one was definitely probably a grass carp, and it was a big one. And I mean, I've seen some good-sized carp, but nothing like these two.
Yeah, and we, you know, up here in Minnesota, we don't have grass carp. And so, you know, especially for these guys who have only bowfished in Minnesota, I mean, to go down somewhere and see just, like, these super long carp.
Monsters.
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, it's quite the experience. We don't get the cool grass carp everywhere like some of these other states do. But, yeah, so a lot of fish, a lot of big fish, and not a lot of pressure. I mean, we didn't see anybody.
I mean, that's true. That's a good point.
Granted, it was daytime, but, I mean, even, like, around here in Minnesota during the daytime, like, you can find guys with, you know, boats and platforms and going out there bow fishing. I mean, we didn't see a single, even a hint of bow fishing anywhere while we were in there.
That's true.
So, it's pretty much a place of dreams, right?
It's an untapped potential right there.
It really is. It really is. So, you know, might not seem like a destination place, but I think, you know, if anybody's planning on doing a bow fishing trip and you don't know where to go, I think Iowa might be might be the spot. So, and that's just the lakes. I mean, the rivers on the western side of the state, those are full of silvers and big heads. I mean, Iowa's awesome. I'm still blown away by it. But anyway, so that's kind of our, you know, what we thought about Iowa. So then we get to tournament day. Why don't you guys talk about tournament day? How do you, what kind of walk us through what happened there?
Tournament day, yeah, we got up, we got to the thing, to the tournament area, found out that it's as soon as you registered, you could go. So,
so basically, we got there at 7:40, thinking that it was an 8 o'clock blast off. But yeah, just like Tom said, it was, you know, as you, once you get there and register, then you can go. And so, you know, we lost like 40 minutes in the morning, but you know, that's not a huge deal.
And then that's when we went and we checked out that mysterious body of water where the commons were spawning.
That will remain unnamed.
Yes.
Okay, from the beginning, we found a sick Airbnb. Can we shout out the Airbnb?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kathy and Gary. I don't know what the Airbnb was called.
Kathy and Gary and their Red Barn Airbnb.
That place was sick. Yeah. And they were super nice and like super helpful and like invited us to a bonfire and like to just hang out with them and to chat. And they were super cool and hospitable. And the barn itself was amazing. And they just got started, I think, on Airbnb. We were like the second guest. So if you need a place to stay, geez, check them out. But.
We were able to cook some T-bones over the fire.
Mm. Oh, yeah, some smoky T-bones. That was good. But when we found, on the scouting day, when we found where the commons were spawning, and we couldn't fit the boat back there, and after Cody very reasonably decided that, no, we can't just cut off the rails, we decided that we just had to get back there somehow. Because it was too exciting, and we were losing our minds. And so what we ended up doing is going to Walmart, and we found two small inflatable $25 rafts. So on the tournament day, we ended up, the first spot we went was our secret spot, and we blew up these rafts. We started blowing them up. Tom started blowing them up in the car, and we get there, we have these rafts, and we push off, and we are paddling with $25 Walmart rafts with spawning carp all around us. And pretty quick, we shot fish and got them into the boat, and then right away realized how much it sucked to be in a tiny $25 inflatable Walmart raft full of carp blood and guts, and how long it took to paddle back to the bucket, and then one of the buckets tipped over, so we struggled with the rafts, and I gave up pretty quick on the rafts, shot a fish walking around, and now regret that because I'm full of chigger bites or duck lice or COVID or something. It's super itchy, so that definitely wasn't ideal, but it was fun. We shot fish from an inflatable raft in a tournament.
Yeah, and you guys got to check this out. I posted a couple of videos on my Instagram. If you haven't seen it yet, go over there and watch because it's pretty hilarious. Also, the thumbnail picture that we'll use will be a screen grab from the video of Keanu rowing in the raft because it's hilarious. But but we did. I mean, our first, what, three fish were from the rafts?
Yeah, from the rafts.
I mean,
and could you imagine if we got the boat back there, dude?
Yeah, if we would have got the boat back there, I mean, we would have put the hammer down. There would have been a lot of dead fish, but, you know, oh well. So, yeah, but that's where we started, and, you know, we spent a little bit...
Should we talk about all the stress that we had on this trip from all the crap that happened? Like, on scouting day, where we had one more really cool lake we were super excited about to go check out, and on the drive there, in the middle of... I mean, it wasn't technically the middle of Iowa, but in the middle of nowhere... our car breaks down.
Yeah, so for those of you that, you know, have been listening to this podcast, the last episode we released, we were going over our U.S. Open tournament and how the Reynolds Yukon broke on us while we were out there. Well, yeah, on this tournament, our Yukon broke on us out there. And so, honestly, the moral of the story is sell your Yukons if you have them. They break. If you're looking at vehicles, don't get a Yukon because they just... They leave you stranded. But, yeah, I mean, you know, scouting night, we're on our way. Just like Keanu said, we're on to the next lake, and it just dies on us, and we end up...
Fortunately, it was only, like, 100 degrees.
Oh, yeah, you know, quick 100-degree yeah, day, and sun beating down. Yeah, yeah, that was fun. You know, eventually it just started...
Like an hour.
Yep, of sitting there, and then we decided not to do any more scouting that night because we didn't want to get stranded at some random pond in the middle of Iowa, and so we drove back to our Airbnb and
started planning what we were going to do if, because the tournament was in like, what, 12 hours? We just wake up and go to the tournament, so trying to plan what the heck we were going to do, maybe rent a car, all that stuff, but... Of course, all the rental places were closed, so we ended up deciding to just risk it, and we were going to drive the next day. But didn't the boat, too, during scouting, have some issues?
We also ran out of gas.
Yeah, there were several things that went poorly there as well. We were having some issues with the trim of the motor, and it would only trim up. And so eventually it got to a point where the motor was trimmed out of the water and we couldn't use it. So that was great. And, you know, in Iowa, you know, it's so flat. It just is like windy all the time. And so, you know, you're not exactly going to do some on the water fixing back at the motor because the waves are huge. And so we just had to get off the water. But, yeah, we were dealing with that, and I ended up having a spun prop. And so, you know, it would start to rev up and start to get us going. And then when we hit about 6 or 7 miles an hour, then it would, you know, spin out, and it wouldn't really work. So, yeah, just, you know, a bunch of fun things.
Dealing. All right before the tournament.
Yep. At, you know, perfect timing, you know, like it always is. But despite all that, we still shot fish, and we ended up in third place.
Wow. Way to go, boys.
And three of our fish were shot out of $25 inflatable Walmart rafts.
And so, one of them was probably 4 pounds.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, that one was shot on the boat.
That's true, the little one was shot on the boat. But, yeah, so we shot our first fish at that little back bay of that lake where they were spawning, and then decided that we were eating up a lot of time for not a lot of return because of paddling, how much paddling.
Walking back to the bucket every time.
Yep, so then we left and drove to our second body of water. And
what was that one again?
Also, we'll go unnamed. Yeah, we ended up finishing our shooting time there. Picked up a few more fish, and
then it got super, super windy, super cloudy, and the trim that we fixed the night before stopped working again.
Yep.
So we used the trolling motor through the insane wind to just inch our way along back to the landing.
We definitely lost a lot of time in the tournament due to boat issues. So, but, yeah, and, you know, once we got to weigh in, we realized, so we didn't shoot, it was a big 15 tournament, and we didn't quite fill the bag. But the fish that we shot were the, I mean, probably some of the biggest fish at the tournament.
They definitely were some of the biggest. I mean, most people shot the silvers.
Yep. So most, I mean, just kind of like how we predicted, a lot of the teams went to the Big Sioux on the west part of the west side of the state and shot silvers. And so, you know, anybody who shot silvers before, I mean, you know, most of them aren't very big. And when they go up against Midwestern commons, I mean, you know, 15 big commons versus 15 silvers, I mean, the commons are going to win every time. And so if we would have shot a full 15, I mean, we would have, if they were the same size as the ones we shot, we would have won the tournament.
Yeah. And first place got a couple big heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which were, like, comparable in size to the commons we shot.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't giant big heads, but they were, I mean, they were good size.
They
yeah.
looked giant. For me, never seeing them in person before, I That's definitely true. Thought they would weigh more. But
yeah, that was cool. Not, all three of us have never seen silver carp or big head carp in person before.
I saw silver before. Jumped in my canoe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've seen one. Yeah. Keanu canoed all the way down the Mississippi once, and so he has a lot cooler experiences than we do. But
okay.
But, yeah, so you saw one. But Tom and I had never seen silvers before, and all three of us had never seen big heads. And so that was just kind of cool to see that. And those guys, I mean, they did some good shooting.
Yeah, you know? They got a ton of silvers.
The guys who won first had this little, like, 14, 15-foot flat bottom, you know, duck boat, and it was full. I mean, it was full of silvers. There was some gar in there. There was big heads. I mean, they did some awesome shooting. So, I wish I would have won first, but, like, I'm glad they won first, right? I mean,
they earned
super,
it.
Super awesome job. They definitely earned it, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, Harrison had it set up pretty nice with the side pots and had some cool prizes. You know, a few folks went home with bows and reels and lights and some cool stuff. Something I really liked about this tournament was you didn't need a boat to be in it.
Oh, yeah, that was cool and surprising.
Yeah, when we got back to weigh-in, we realized that there was a couple of teams that didn't have a boat, and they did all their shooting from shore. And, I mean, they shot some good fish.
Yeah, they
you
did.
Know? And, I think that's just kind of a, especially for, like, a local tournament, I mean, that's just, what a cool way to kind of include everybody. You know, a lot of us kind of started there, right? I mean, many of us started by shooting from shore. And so it's just really cool to, you know, be able to compete in a tournament that way, I think.
Yeah, it speaks
so.
To how good the bow fishing in Iowa is.
Seriously.
Competing in a tournament from shore.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was super cool. But
and Harrison's just an awesome guy.
Yeah, super nice guy.
Super friendly.
Yep. Yep. Was really, really great of him to put this tournament on and kind of showcase. I mean, you know, like we were saying, you could go anywhere, but it was pretty much an Iowa bow fishing tournament. And, yeah, just a cool way to showcase his state's bow fishing. Because, I mean, like we've been saying, Iowa is a sleeper.
I can't speak highly enough of how good the bow fishing is in Iowa. I mean, all the teams, like, I feel like we're all generally in pretty different areas. And everyone came back with tons of fish.
Yeah.
In a daytime shoot.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty wild.
Definitely. Yeah, and Harrison definitely knows his state and the waters there well to know, like, because, I mean, daytime shooting, I mean, you got to pick the right time of year for that to be, like, good. And, man, it really was just a, like, almost the perfect time of year, I'd say. So
I also thought that the second body of water that we went to had some good fish in it, too, some biggins.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, aside from the two huge ones that we saw, the monster that you saw, Tom, where I legitimately thought you were having a heart attack, we did see a bunch of good-sized carp swimming around.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
Can we go back?
Oh, I really want to.
Right now?
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
Next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, we're... So, next year, you know, if any of you see... when he puts out the poster for the second annual Shoot a Carp, Save a Walleye tournament in Iowa. I highly, highly recommend going to this tournament and checking Iowa out.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there. And, yeah, come and beat us. That would be... Yeah. It won't be hard. We're not great. Hey. We're not great. But, yeah, I mean, man, I just didn't expect it. I think that's why it's so awesome, and yeah. I keep talking about it, because I just didn't expect Iowa to be so good.
Yeah, I agree.
Man.
Yeah, it was every body of water we went on, they were just... Yeah,
literally every single body of water.
Didn't matter how big or small it was, it was just... There was carp everywhere.
And it was during the day.
Yeah. Yep. So, and we, I mean... We didn't even get to look at a bunch of them because we were still going to look at a few more that evening of scouting, and we didn't because our vehicle broke down. But
and there's a guy that came to help us who like told us of a bunch of other lakes we didn't even have on our radar, and we talked to a lot of people who gave us other lake names that we didn't even think about. So the potential has got to be huge for down there.
Definitely. Yeah, it's you got to get down there. If you're listening to this, you gotta, or I guess for pretty much everybody else that's listening, it's you gotta get up there, you know. So,
dude, we talked about the tournament in Iowa bow fishing for probably 4 hours straight after the tournament, and now I'm like struggling to figure out to remember all the things we said.
Yeah,
there was so much to say about that.
But yeah, there was a lot of excitement from the three of us for sure.
Yeah, we were super pumped.
And it was our first tournament together.
That's true.
Which
yeah.
is also a very fun experience.
Well,
this is my first tournament ever.
Yeah, my first tournament too. We got third.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's... yeah, it was really fun to shoot a tournament all together. That was awesome. Yeah, So, we were at Perkinstead because we were actually, you know, looking at what it would take for us to go down to the Cajun 8 here beginning of August if there's still spots. So we might be doing that. We might not. Not that you guys care, but, you know.
I hope
we're kicking
care.
It around because
it was a blast.
Yeah.
We can go beat everyone at the Cajun 8.
Except the Outsiders. They're going to win again.
No, we're going to beat the Outsiders. Mark my words, Outsiders.
Oh, be careful.
Your days are numbered.
I'm scared, actually.
They were good. They blew everybody out of the water last year.
No, I saw that picture.
Yeah, if you guys... you know, if you're new to the podcast and you're, you know, looking for more episodes to listen to, go back to the second episode we released with the Outsiders. They won the Cajun 8 last year with some giant grass carp, and they won it out of a little 15-foot boat because their airboat broke, and so it's a great story. Definitely recommend you, go back and listen to that.
But if you guys are listening, Outsiders, and you need another teammate, my name's Keanu. You can just look me up on Facebook.
Yeah. They usually like teammates that are like, you know, hit fish.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Keanu's a great shot.
Who shot the most fish at the tournament?
Well, it depends.
Busted.
It depends. We had so we also had like 6 or 7 fish come unpinned. And that never happens to me. We all shoot RPM NOS tips, and I think those are some of the best tips on the market. I hardly ever have fish rip out of those. And we had 6 or 7 rip out.
Yeah, 6 or 7.
So that was a bummer.
That was sad.
But a few of them were on our first one, where they're the big spawning commons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And there's a cool one. We both shot one at the same time. We were freaking out.
Yeah.
And
super
mine
deep.
Came off the arrow.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
That's sad.
It really is. But
I mean, some of the areas that we were at didn't even look or feel like Iowa. Like I forgot we were in Iowa.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you get around some of these lakes. And there's, like, it just, I mean, not that Iowa's, you know, Iowa's just another state, but it just.
It's just another suckier state.
Just kidding. Oh, my God.
No, Iowa's sick. I'm just kidding. Iowa's sick. There is a lot of corn, but when you get to the right areas, Iowa's freaking dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It just, you know, got a little stink to it.
Yeah, we did pass
a
lot of...
It is a beautiful place.
A lot of pig farms down there, but... That's another thing. There's a lot of guys that farm pigs down there, and so if you're trying to find a place to dump your fish when you take a trip there, I mean, it seems like you have pretty unlimited resources for that.
And the people. Everyone in Iowa is so nice.
Yeah, everybody we encountered was super nice.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah.
Everyone wants to help and give you tips and just chat.
And that first part, the first body of water we went to, the one dude owned some of it, and he was like, I don't let people out here, but you guys can go ahead and go out there. Just make sure you take what you shoot.
Yeah, just straight up offered. And you know what? If the tournament wouldn't have been public bodies of water only, we would have taken them up on the offer.
Mm-hmm.
We would have gone back and shot some of those fish. But seriously, guys, do this tournament next year. It's awesome. I know he's talking about doing a 24-hour thing. And kind of like the Ironman down that they do down in the, like the Ozarks Truman area in Missouri, doing a 24-hour tournament. And I think I don't know if he's going to try and do that this year or not, but something else to look forward to. I've always wanted to.
Yeah,
we'll do a 24-hour one someday.
Yeah, I'm down.
Just gotta. Man, we were pretty tired after this.
Yeah, we were definitely beat.
Need to figure that out.
I mean, and we're in the sun.
That is the one downfall about the daytime tournaments is, you know, you're out in the hot in the sun for the day.
Well, and then 2 days because
it's
the scouting.
Very true.
A full day of scouting.
Yeah, 2 full days out there. That takes a lot out of you. For sure. Well, guys, everybody, thanks for listening. And, yeah, we'll see you on the next one. Maybe you'll hear from Keanu and Tom again.
Woo! You know? Hopefully we see you at the next tournament.
That's right. That's right. We'll keep you updated on where we're going to be, and come find us. Come talk bow fishing with us. Awesome. Thanks for listening, guys.